Having worked in healthcare for decades, I'm often asked why healthcare is so expensive and why do costs continue to rise. While one could offer volumes of information on this topic, I usually begin my explanation by referring to one simple diagram. Picture a pyramid with five lines cutting across it. These bands or layers within the pyramid represent individuals at different stages of health. At the base, you'll find nearly half the population. These are generally healthy individuals with little need to access the healthcare system. In the top two bands, you'll find people who suffer from multiple chronic illnesses. In CareFirst service region, these two top bands account for roughly 11% of our members. And this figure is consistent with national statistics, yet they account for 60% of all healthcare spending. Said another way, the 50% of the population that is healthy accounts for just 6% of all healthcare spending. This demonstrates the essence of insurance, that the many who are healthy pay for the few who are sick. The greater prevalence of chronic healthcare conditions driving people into the upper bands of the pyramid has been well documented. Nearly half of all adults have at least one chronic condition, and the percentage of individuals with more than one condition continues to rise. Simply put, rising healthcare costs in the United States are closely linked to American lifestyle choices and largely account for the rise in chronic disease. If one were to ask what the long-term solution might be, we would say the encouragement of healthier lifestyles. All the keys to success are essentially free: a better diet, more exercise, and reduction in risky behaviors such as smoking. For CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield, I am Chet Burrell.